20 years ago. Does that seem like it was just yesterday, or does it seem like it's been a long time ago?
You know what? I'm starting to get to where the guy in the mirror doesn't necessarily look like the guy that was on that team. So the age is catching up to me, but it's unbelievable how fast time has gone from that team. And fortunate to be back a few weeks ago, back in Chelan, and get to see some people, but it was kind of fun to be able to step back into that for a bit.
I know you were inducted into the Chelan Goat Hall of Fame. Must have been pretty exciting.
It was, you know, and not only to do, you know, be honored that way, but also to do it with some of the teammates from the baseball team that won the state championship the year after was pretty enjoyable to be around. And with my dad being the head coach there, too, it meant a lot.
Well, let's go back 20 years, Phil, and I want to ask you, number one, what are your recollections of 1998 and winning the state 1A boys basketball championship?
You know, it's interesting is, before that, I have a vivid memory of playing summer league the summer before, and Coach Harris, we had a game in Pateras, and I can not even sure what the outcome of that game was in Pateras, but I can remember him talking to us and our group, and privately he took me aside and just said, you know, this game will take you as far as you let it take you. And I've never forgotten that. And from that moment, he really kind of spoke into my life about the responsibility and just the opportunity that you have, you know, when you're an athlete and you can play a little bit. But I've taken that with me, you know, even to today. But the recollection of that time, we had a really good team. We had a lot of depth. We had a lot of good guys that got along with each other. I mean, we were probably one of the bigger teams in the state across the line with our front line. It's funny, I can't tell you any of the scores of the games, but I can tell you that we had steak at the team dinners, spaghetti, you know, every other week, you know, throughout the year. But it was one of those things that our group was really close. One of the joys of having a small town. And, you know, when you have so many people close down their shops and travel for the state tournament, it truly is something special.
Again, you may not recall the scores, but you have lived with that target of ranked number one in state pretty much all season long. And then you get into the state tournament, and ironically enough, the closest game that you would play is game number one against Toledo. You won that by 10 points. From that point on, each and every game, you just seemed to get tougher defensively, and the margin of victory increased. And it was really a pretty comfortable win in the championship game against Seattle Christian, although the half was close. And I don't know if you recall this, Bill, but the halftime score of the state championship game was 19-14, Chelan.
I didn't remember that, but I did know this, that, you know, regardless of who was on the team, if you were coached by Coach Harris, you were going to hang your hat on the defensive end. And I think that year was something special. We mixed it up a little bit, and we ended up playing a little more zone than normal. But I thought defensively our group, we shut guys down, and we rebounded the ball really well. And it provided us, you know, some scoring opportunities on the other side.
Yeah, you had that great blend of, you know, you're in the post kind of shutting down the middle, but then you had guys out on top, and B.J. Mitchell and Ryan Waller in particular, I think about, were just so tough defensively. And
yeah, Ryan Waller had some length, and then, you know, even Luke Dobbs, Dobber was fantastic up there. He had such a high basketball IQ, and he was really our leader up there from the guard position, but we had a really good blend, you know, of a roster. And that was, you know, across the board, you had a lot of skill, and we could knock down shots. Any one of us was capable of hitting an open shot. It was just a really well, you know, the chemistry on that team and the ability to give it up as far as, you know, the basketball, to pass it to your teammate. And it was just fun. You know, Robert Johnson was on that team too. And we had some depth.
Absolutely. And you had a quality team the year before when Jeff Carlson and Brooke Nickel were there, ended up getting third in state. So you had a lot coming back and I guess a lot of motivation.
Yeah, there's a lot of motivation there. You know, that 97 team may have been a better team. It just wasn't the right moment. But our group in 98, having experienced what we went through the year before, when you get close enough to taste something but you can't take a bite, that can drive you. And I think as a group and as a coaching staff, as a community, I think it was everything kind of helped us.
Phil, you obviously had a lot of huge athletic moments after your high school career. You went on to play for Rick Majerus at the University of Utah. You played in the NCAA tournament. You were signed by the Seattle Mariners as a pitching prospect and had some outstanding games until you had the arm injury, of course, that cut short your career. But as you put your athletic career in perspective and you take a look back now at 1998 and that state championship, where does that maybe rank in all the athletic endeavors that you've accomplished over the course of these many years?
You know, it's interesting because it's something special about the community of Chelan. I'm closer to that group, having gone to high school with them and played with them, summer league, lived with them, worked with them, than I am anybody that I was, you know, fortunate and blessed to play with in college and even in professional baseball. There's just something special about, you know, achieving something together as a group like that, you know. And it wasn't just those 4 years, but you went to, you know, second, third grade with a lot of those guys. So you grow up with them, and then the community aspect of it, it just was something special that had never been done or hadn't been done for a really long time. And it's just, in the grand scheme of things, that probably means more to me than some of the other big wins, even though they're fun and you know, playing in NCAA tournaments. Now that it's March Madness, you get to kind of relive some of those old moments. But the truth is I never got to share it with people that I had that much involvement with, and just those memories that are collective, and that's what means so much, and that's really what makes Chelan special.
You're now in the NBA in the front office of the San Antonio Spurs. How's that career going for you? How do you like it?
I absolutely love it. I'm fortunate to get to rub some shoulders with some people that are, you know, it's not very often, but he's the longest tenured coach in the NBA, and I work under the longest tenured general manager, and get to spend time with both and to see the reasons that they've been successful as long as they have been, to see, you know, former Spurs come in that are Hall of Famers and how they continue to work. It's a blessing. It's an opportunity. You know, I was very fortunate to walk into a situation and just be able to learn from this group. So I'm humbled by it. I'm excited about it. And the biggest thing is just try not to screw it up.
Now, you mentioned rubbing shoulders, Phil, and one young gentleman you get to rub shoulders with happens to be another Chelan product now playing in the NBA. Back then in 1998, it was little Joey Harris. I still recall that photo where he's crouched down looking up at the big goal basketball, and another where he's holding your hand, just this little guy, and you're walking away from the camera. What's it like now to hook up with Joey Buckets, I guess, in the NBA?
Yeah, I still call him Joey. I think it's just a habit, but you know, there's a certain amount of pride that comes along with it to see who that young man has become, who he represents, and what he stands for is remarkable. How he's respected amongst the league, amongst his peers, he's just doing things right, and it just makes you feel good just knowing, you know, where he came from. But the kid has just done an amazing job. He's been blessed with a gift, but I remember that little guy, he was a gym rat. He was raised in that gym and always had a ball in his hand. And it's just fun to know that Coach Harris and his family are just able to experience something that most families don't get to experience. You know, at every level, he's always been a kid that's outperformed. You know, I can remember even an AAU ball playing at the East Side, and then the Seattle Friends of Hoop, and then when he got recruited to Virginia. The kid's always proven people wrong, and he just never cared who the critic was. He was going to just work his tail off, and that's what has given him the success.
Phil, kind of coming back full circle here and zeroing in once again on that 1998 state championship team. You may not have heard it, but prior to the tip-off for that championship game, the entire Chelan crowd sang happy birthday to Bill Nickel. It was his 50th birthday. And I ran into Bill the other night. He just celebrated his 70th birthday. So another great memory there.
Yeah, definitely. And see, that's what's important and special about, you know, how we were able to grow up. I mean, Bill was our AAU coach, and I can remember when we were running around at 11 and under in Orlando, Florida, playing in the championships, and just being able to experience success, you know, through sport at so many different levels over the years, and it just means so much to be a part of that community.